Welcome to Love You Most. And this episode is going to be you asking and me answering. It is a cozy day outside. It is literally pouring rain. I am just all bundled up and cozy in my house. So this is the perfect time to answer your questions. I'm so excited to be back and like actually filming or recording an episode like right before it goes up. So this episode is actually going to go up tomorrow. And I try to like have my episodes like that because I like things to be pretty like, I don't know, current. And I feel like whenever you guys are asking questions, like if it's not current, like if you're like, what's your favorite book or color or whatever, like literally I change my mind every other day. So yeah, I'm just really excited to have an episode where I can answer all of your questions because obviously the last few episodes I pre-recorded, so I couldn't answer your questions in real time or just really at all because I couldn't leave up a question box. So this is going to be super, super fun. You asked lots of deep questions. You asked lots of like silly and fun questions. Before we get into the questions you asked, I do want to ask you if you guys would like an episode where I give book recs. One of you guys on TikTok, you said that you absolutely love this podcast and you would love a full episode where I'm just like giving book recs and book recs for like specific type of people. Like if you like fantasy or if you like, you know, this specific trope or if you like this or that, like let me know and I will create an episode like that for you. But I don't want to make an episode like that if you don't actually want to have an episode that's like fully bookish with all the recs. Again, I have only done like 2 bookish episodes that are like straight, just like books only. But I do always answer like bookish questions and stuff in usually every episode. So we always chat about books, but if you want another like dedicated bookish video, let me know. I would love to bring that into your ears. Also, make sure you guys leave a review over on Apple Podcasts. I think the last one that you guys left was in January, and I would absolutely love if you guys left another one. I love reading those. You guys did leave a little review on Spotify. I actually leave a little Q&A box there every single time that I like have an episode. And so one of you guys left one on the episode Things I Wish I Knew in My 20s that went up like mid-March. And I just love leaving this little Q&A box because I always feel like you guys just give, I don't know, you give like a lot of perspective as to like what you want to see and what you want to hear. And I also feel like I'm just like talking to a friend. So yeah, one of you guys left a little message and you said that this was good. And it was William who said that. So thank you. There's also another message that said, what was it? Oh, well, okay. There are like some spammy. Well, I don't know if it's like spam or if it's just like literally someone who's just like maybe not, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I should like put these on here because like one of the like answers says that you learned so many things about Katrina from this episode, but I didn't talk about Katrina in that episode at all. So like maybe that's like spam or something. Like I don't really know. Adriana, let me know what you're feeling because that's the person who left that little message. Someone else also left a message and it doesn't have like a face or anything, but you mentioned that you are just like really struggling and I don't want to like trigger anyone who's like going through a hard time, but like I do want you to know that you are not alone like at all. If you want to go over and look at the Q&A, it's on Spotify under the Things That I Wish I Knew in My 20s. And I did like post the comment because obviously it was left, but I do like, I don't know, I don't want to trigger anyone here, but I do really, 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 really wish I could give you a hug right now. I want you to know that like your life is worth living and that there's so much good that's out there for you. And I know that this is kind of like going off topic, but I feel like anytime someone like just shares that they're really struggling, like mentally, emotionally, like all the things, it can be so isolating. And so if you're listening to this and you are kind of feeling that way, or if you have felt that way, just know you genuinely are not alone. And there was one point in my life where I did not want to wake up the next morning. Like I really didn't. And I don't know. I think that I just couldn't see what the point of like waking up the next day would be. And there were times in high school, times in college where I really, really struggled with like, why am I even existing? You know, why is life worth living? And I wish I could go back and tell that girl that like, you are going to fall in love and meet the love of your life, and you're going to like love yourself more than you ever thought that you could. You're going to find the best friends, and you're going to find the best job, and you're going to learn to appreciate your body and love your family more than you ever have. Like, there's so many good experiences coming your way. You're going to go on amazing vacations, and you're going to enjoy your hometown. You're going to find fun hobbies that make every day feel special. You're going to find things in each day that make each day worth living. And I wish I could go back and tell her, like, just hold out. It's coming. And so I guess I'm saying all that to tell you, like, if you're feeling like life isn't worth living, that you don't wish that you were going to wake up the next morning, like, there is good out there. It is coming. I promise. You just have to hold on. Like, I'm so serious. And I feel like people, when they look at me, they're like, there's no way you like really struggled with like feelings of sadness, or like, I don't know, just didn't want to exist. And like, I really did. Like, I had this book of poetry that I remember I would write in, and I would like share my feelings there and in my journal and stuff. And I remember I had a friend who read it, and then she like went to my parents and told my parents, like, hey, like, she's down bad. Like, she is not okay. Like, you need to seek like help for her. And I appreciate her now. I think at the time I was very like upset, because obviously if I'm feeling some type of way, you know, I just like obviously wasn't really like wanting to involve anyone at all. And now I look back and appreciate her, because that was a friend who cared so deeply about me that she was like, you know what, I don't really care what her reaction is to me sharing like how she's feeling with her family or just like some other professional person. Like, I want to make sure that she is still going to wake up the next day. And like, I just have had so many experiences where, I don't know, I look at life now and I just am so grateful for it. And I think, wow, like, if I hadn't held on, I would not have experienced this. So that's like way off topic, but like, I love just being able to just chat with you guys about anything. And this podcast is our podcast. We can do whatever we want with it. And so I just really wanted to share that for the person who's really struggling. If you're wishing that you aren't going to wake up tomorrow, like, I promise, if you just put one foot in front of the other and just go one more day and then one more day again and one more day again, don't even think like a week down the line. Literally think about tomorrow. I promise things are going to get better. I wish I could give you the biggest hug ever. But let's get into these questions. You guys did ask a lot of deep questions, but you asked a lot of fun ones. So I'm just going to kind of go through these and try to answer all of them. One of the questions you guys asked was, how was Hawaii? It was incredible. I definitely want to go and travel there again. If you missed like on TikTok and Instagram, YouTube, all the things, I actually went to St. Lucia for 3 days by myself, which was wild. My first solo trip that I've ever done, like, out of the country. And I don't know, I enjoyed it, but I also really missed Brady. Like, I miss my husband so much. And I think it's because I don't normally go on beach trips without him. Like, if I go anywhere for a solo trip, like, I'll go to New York or something like that. And he's not a big city person. And so it felt like so, like, I just missed a part of, like, our little, I don't know, memories that we have or usually make on the beach. And so it was really fun. And then I went to a bachelorette party for a few days after that. So I was in St. Lucia for like 7 days. And then after St. Lucia, the next day, I immediately went to Oahu and I was there for 3 days. And then I went to Maui and was there for 7 days. So a total of 10 days in Hawaii. So I was gone for like 16 or 17 days or something. And it was magical. Like, I just feel so grateful. And it's wild because, you know, I was just telling you how much I really struggled in high school, but I also struggled in college with like being absolutely dead broke, like so broke that I remember there was one point where, and y'all, I'm just putting all my business out there, but I feel like this is hopefully going to really help someone. I remember I got a credit card. And I got a credit card to Walmart because I was like, I do not have money for groceries. Like, I'm literally going to starve until my next paycheck and I need to get some groceries. So I got a credit card and ran that thing up. I literally got like $400, $300, I think it was $400 worth of just straight groceries because I was so hungry. And I just like think back to that like so often how I would like, this was when I feel like checks were more like common, but I would write a check and like it would bounce and I'd be like, dang, there's like nothing in my account. Like I just like didn't even know that. That's like wild. But like, I'm also super hungry. Like, and they'd be like, well, like it bounced, but like, you know, you just need to like pay $5 extra to like cover the rest or whatever. Like, it is just wild that I lived off of McDonald's dollar menu. I would get the spicy chicken sandwich that was like a dollar, and I forget what exactly it was called, and I would get a sweet tea that was also a dollar if I had the extra money. But if I didn't, I would just get the spicy chicken sandwich. And there's just all these things. I remember I invited my niece to come visit me one summer, and whenever I was in my apartment, it was a studio apartment, and I think I paid like, I want to say it was like $4.50 a month or something. Like it was very cheap, but like I was also very broke. And I remember she came to visit me, and whenever she came, my water was off. I did not have the money to turn my water on. And so I like went over to Brady's house and was getting water from his apartment where like the football players lived and stuff. And I took it in a bucket over to my house to flush my toilet. Like, and that happened, I think, for like just 3 days, but like I just didn't have the money to turn it on like right when I got into the apartment. And there's so many little stories like that. So when I look at my life now, I do not think that younger Shaughnessy would have even imagined that I'd be going on this like incredible trip, just feeling like so at peace, so relaxed. So I don't know, long story short, Hawaii was amazing. But also if you are on the struggle bus and you're like, dang, I am so broke, I'm living paycheck to paycheck, like I'm just really struggling, your life isn't over yet. Like whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, however old you are, like you still have so much time to like have a better life and have better experiences, and you don't know what's coming. And so if you feel like life is just hard right now, truly hold out a little bit longer, because you just never know. Like you could be in Hawaii for 10 days or, you know, in St. Lucia for 7 days. Like, I don't know. I just feel very, very, very grateful. So blessed. Another question you asked was the first thing to starting a BookTube channel. Any tips? Love your content. Thank you so much. I'd say the first thing that you should do when you're starting any social media account is like really hone in on what you enjoy. I think it's so easy to look at other people's videos or pictures and want to recreate that with your own like spin, but really like try to do what like comes naturally to you. Don't try to take anyone else's like personality. Like if you're trying to be another like Becky or Susan or whoever, like there's already one of them. So like, why would someone want a replica of that person when they literally already have them to watch or consume or be friends with online? So be yourself, but also be very consistent and show up like consistently, whether that's like once a day, whether that's 3 times a week, whether it's 3 times a day, whatever consistency looks like for you, show up in that way and do it often. And another question that you asked was, what fruit do you believe matches your personality? I'd probably say like a strawberry. I feel like strawberries are like good. They're summery looking, like they're vibrant. I don't know. I feel like that is like a really cute one. Another question you asked was, what's your favorite flower and hair products that you love? I'd say my favorite flower is probably like a white rose. Those are always my favorite for Brady to like get for me, or me to get for myself. And then my favorite hair products, I'd probably have to say I love Ouai's hair products. Like they all work really well. And that's Ouai, I think, not like Way. I love their hair products. I also love Patterns hair products. Any leave-in conditioner from either of those brands. LAK Naturals has a really nice lemongrass leave-in conditioner, like spray. It smells incredible. So those are probably some of my like top favorites, but there's so many brands that I love. Like I love Herbal Essences, like, shampoo and conditioner, and Aussie's shampoo and conditioner. Like I am not the type who doesn't want to use drugstore products. Like I think those are also really great. Another question you asked was, if you could relive one moment or event from your life, what would it be and why? I would probably say either the day that Brady asked me out or our wedding day. The reason that I say the day he asked me out, I feel like there was so much buildup because we kept just like going back and forth with like being like, we like each other and stuff. And I remember my best friend, she brought me to this park in my hometown, and I didn't even know he was going to be in my hometown. He just like surprised me. And whenever he came there, I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, he like brought me, I think he brought me like roses or something, or flowers. I can't remember. I could literally be way off base. Like, I have the absolute worst memory. But I would love to go back and relive that, because like, it was literally 12 years ago. So again, I have a terrible memory, but it was also so long ago. So I'd love to relive that. And then I would also love to relive our wedding day. It was so special. Another question you asked was, any more trips on the horizon? I'm actually going to Mexico with some friends in May. And then I actually don't have any trips planned for the summer at all, other than like two weddings we're going to. But I really want to keep like summer open, because I love being in the Midwest in the summer. Like, it's truly just so fun. And I feel like so many people get outside, and the weather is usually really nice. So I want to make sure that I'm actually enjoying like living on the lake and like being here. Another question you asked was, is Brady an influencer? The answer is no. He is an insurance agent. He has his own insurance agency. He actually worked for State Farm for another agent for like 3 years. And they have this program, it's called like an aspirant program, where you work under the agent for a few years, and then they kind of like train you to eventually open your own office. And what's cool about the program, and like, I'm a absolute State Farm lover, and also like feel just so proud of my husband, because this like program is pretty rigorous, but it's one that I think is great for like people who are really like driven. If you work under the agent for usually like 2 to 3 years, whenever you like finish the aspirant program, you get to like take over another agent's office who's retiring. So you take over their book of business, all of their clients, like all of their, like their office and everything. And so like, this can be like a position that really anyone can take on after they've like worked underneath the agent in this program. So you don't need like a degree, like you don't need any of those things, which Brady does have a degree, and he does have like tons of experience. He's worked for like so many different like businesses as he was like training and stuff. But I really like, I'm just so proud of him, because he has this office and he's like doing so, so great. And he has like a team of, I think, 8 or 9 now. So I think he has like four girls, five guys. I think that's what he has on his team. And we also have real estate, and he is the one who does like 99.9% of like literally everything that we do with real estate. I really just like pick out the decor. That's like really all I do. I'm just not super interested in it. And he like handles absolutely everything. We have like 40 units, I'm pretty sure now, but we also are under contract for like 13 more houses. So yeah, it's a lot of work, and he does such a great job with that. So no, he's not an influencer. He already has so much on his plate. Another question you asked was, what's the best book you read this year? Oh my gosh, that's so hard. I would probably have to say Into the Dark by Jessa Hastings, I think, because it came at the perfect time. I feel like I was really going through the throes of grief, which I still am, but having a book that made me feel so seen in my emotions, but also seeing characters that I've been obsessed with in a series like grow into adults that like are working through things and are going to therapy and are just like being better humans. I don't know, it was really inspiring. I know that sounds weird because they're literally fictional characters, but y'all, I swear the Magnolia Parks universe, they feel like real to me. They do not feel like fake characters. They feel so real. So I really love that book so much. And another question you asked was, what are some things you'll be doing in your hometown this summer? I am so excited for picnics. Like, I cannot wait to have more picnics whenever it starts to get warm. But I also want to like have more, I don't know, just like chats with friends, like coffee dates. Like, I want to do like silent book clubs where we like all bring our books together and have like little reading dates outside. Like, I just want to have lots of moments with friends, but also lots of moments with Brady, like lots of connection. I guess that's like, if I had to choose one word for the summer, that would be what it is. And I feel like I have definitely had summers where I really was focused on like solo dating with myself and being very intentional about the time that I spend alone and like learning to love myself. And I definitely have. And now I feel like this summer, more than anything, I want to cultivate the friendships, relationships, and family like connections that I have even more than I ever have. So that's one thing I'm really excited about, getting outside and doing all the things. Another question that was asked was, do you have any kids? If not, do you want some and how many? So this is the question of the hour. I get asked this all the time, and I think it's because I turned 32 this summer and I don't have any kids, but this is the back and forth where I just am like, do I want them? Do I not? Sometimes I'm like, yeah, actually, no, absolutely not. And then sometimes I'm like, no. Like, and then other times I'm like, maybe, like, I don't know. Like, I just go back and forth. And I can see, like, my mind changing one day. Like, I don't know. I feel like I've changed so much in the last year. Like, I used to wear only neutrals and now I wear color. I used to, like, go out every single weekend and, like, my idea of fun was, like, getting absolutely trash. And now, like, I don't really drink at all and I read books for fun. Like, I have just changed so much. And I don't think either version of myself was bad. Like, I think that I had that version of myself then for that purpose. And I have this version of myself now for a different purpose. But I can also see a version of myself wanting to like have kids. And I can see a version of myself not wanting to have kids. So I don't really know if I ever will have any. Back in the day, I used to want like 10 kids, like when I was really little. And then I realized that like you have to pay for those kids. And then you also have to take care of them, which is so scary. Like half the time I'm like, I want to eat pizza 5 days a week because I don't have time to even make myself food. And then the other half, I'm like, okay, I'm pretty organized. Like I could see myself doing this thing, but like, I also feel like I would hate being a mom because I know there's so much responsibility for another person. And like, I don't know. I just, it's such a scary thought, but it's also a thought that I feel like could change over time. So I guess the answer is, do I have kids? No. Do I want any? I don't know. Another question, how did you gain the confidence to start your YouTube? I love you, by the way. Thank you so much. I didn't really have to gain confidence because I just started doing it and it just became like a hobby and then it turned into a career. So I didn't really expect anyone to like see it. I know that probably sounds like weird, but whenever I first started on YouTube, I would make little like videos and you can go back and see all my old videos are all there. I would make little like videos, but like no one was really like commenting or anything and there weren't like a ton of views either. Sorry, I literally, it's end of the day. I'm like getting so sleepy. We are still on like the Hawaii time, so it's like way off. And I woke up like at 2 a.m. Hawaii time today, which is like regular time here when I wake up. So definitely still tired. But yeah, I didn't really have to have like confidence because I wasn't really going into it with like any other expectation that it's like anything but a hobby. So like if example, if you're going to like paint a picture and you're just like, oh, this is just going to be for fun, then like, of course there's no pressure. But if you go into a picture or like painting a picture and you're thinking this needs to be something that Picasso would create, then you're going to have some pressure. You're going to be stressed. So I think if you are wanting to get into like this line of work or just wanting to like start having like a YouTube channel or something, just do it. Just like, don't think about other people. Maybe private your videos so no one can see them. You can get comfortable. Even just like make videos and don't post them. Like just get comfortable with the act of doing something for fun. I think it's so easy to take the fun out of everything. And I feel like creating things on the internet should be fun. Another question you asked was, how do you cope with situations that make life hard to deal with sometimes? I just ride the wave. I don't even know how else to explain it. I feel like I just remind myself that there are seasons of good and there are seasons of bad, and those seasons of bad are going to shape me into the person that I need to be. And I know that sounds like super cliche, but it really is so like so true, and it's such a testament to like how my life has like shifted over the years. Like I feel like the things that have happened that have been really hard are the things that have really made me think like, wow, I'm grateful for these other things that I do have, or like I want to change and be different in this way because of that. Like I don't know, it is hard to just exist when life is hard, but I just remind myself that like it's hard right now, but it won't be hard forever. Another question you asked was, how do you read so fast? I actually don't really read fast. At least I don't think that I do. Like, I usually read like 60 pages an hour if I'm like really focused, but that's like really, really focused. But mostly, like, I don't even read like that much an hour. And the reason I read so much, because I usually read like 3 to 4 books a week, is because I'm very intentional about making time each day to do like, to do that, like to read. Like, I wake up in the morning at 5 a.m. just to read before work. I also try to read before bed. I also try to read on my lunch break. Like, I read a lot and I'm very intentional about that. So it really helps to just like give me time with that hobby. Another question you asked is, what type of Kindle do I use? I use a Kindle Scribe. One of you guys said that you said one of my managers randomly keeps buying books, buying me self-help books. What does this mean? I think that's sweet. Like, I think it's easy to like take a like gesture and take it like in a negative way. But unless that person's telling you like, hey, you need to be like a better person, like you need to be this, that, or the other, like just take it with a grain of salt. Like, assume that that person's like has the best intentions. Maybe they're just like, hey, like maybe this person would want to read this book. I really liked it. I don't know. Like, I mean, you could definitely take it like negatively, but like, I feel like unless someone directly says something to me that is negative, I always try to take whatever happens in my life as like a positive thing. Just because like we could easily like make our whole life be negative based on like our own perception of how people are responding to like our life, if that makes sense. Oh my gosh, there's so many of these. There's no way I'm gonna get to all of these. One of you guys said, how do you keep your skin so clear? My skin actually isn't really very clear, like at all. And I think that I don't talk about this enough. Not that I guess I really would. There really is no reason to be like, hey guys, my skin's not clear, when literally no one asked. But the front of my face is pretty clear, but like the sides of my face, it's not that clear. But whenever you see a video on the internet, for the most part, you're seeing the front of my face. And so just remember that the people on the internet that you're seeing, like you're seeing versions of them that like may not be a full version of their life. Like, I'm not gonna talk to you guys from the side of my face. Like, that would be obviously weird. But like, that's where most of my acne is. And like, it's there and it's a lot less than it used to be, but like, it's still there. Like, my face is not perfect. But there are things that have helped. I use Rosen Skincare CC Serum, which has really helped with dark marks on my face. I also use First Aid Beauty's exfoliating like pads. Those work so well to like really get my face really clean, exfoliate everything. So there are things I use. I could definitely go into detail with that more, but I just want you guys to know my face is definitely not like perfect by any means. One of you guys said, what are ways that Brady and you intentionally do want to keep the romance alive? We try intentionally every single day to get time to each other. Like, we have this like joke, like a running joke, like at 9:15, that's our time. Like, at 9:15, we're making it work. And does it happen all the time? No. But like, I think because in our heads, we're like, okay, every day we're gonna get like a few moments together to be like connected, whether that's like physically, emotionally, like whatever. Like, that's like our running joke. And we are aiming for that every day. And I think when you have a partner who wants to just like connect with you daily and like just be romantic and like, you know, play little games together, like we play, you know, board games, or we'll do like little funny question games, and we'll also like cuddle a lot and do all the things. I feel like when you have a partner who wants to do that as much as you do, it makes it really easy to keep the romance alive because you're constantly like getting to know each other and you never feel like you know enough about them. And one of you guys said, when did Brady know you were the one for him? Would love his perspective as a guy. That's a great question. I have no answer, but I will answer this at some point on Instagram, because I will have to ask him whenever he gets home from work. But that's a great question. And those are all of the questions that I can get to. I wanted this episode to be about 30 minutes, but if you guys want another episode full of questions, please let me know. Message me on the Love You Most Pod Instagram, but also let me know if you guys would want a full bookish episode where I just give book recs. I only want to give episodes that you guys actually like want to listen to. Like, you know, what's the point of having this podcast if like you don't want to hear the episode? You know what I mean? Like, I want it to be like we're just hanging out, chit-chatting, kikiing, like all the things together as friends. And I don't know. I feel like we should talk about things that we all want to talk about. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I love you most, more than anyone you know. Well, maybe not, but I love you a lot. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Bye, guys.